From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is withdrawing himself from consideration for the next Commerce Secretary. He's being investigated over involvement with a company that did business with his state. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
The former presidential candidate says the pending investigation will show that he and his administration, quote, have acted properly in all matters. Richardson says he dropped out of the nomination process to avoid what he calls an untenable delay in the face of the gravity of the nation's economic situation. There's a grand jury probe into how a company that contributed to Richardson won a lucrative New Mexico state contract. President-elect Barack Obama says he accepted Richardson's decision with deep regret, and he says he'll move quickly to fill the void left by Richardson's withdrawal. Richardson says he will remain as New Mexico's governor, and he told Mr. Obama he's eager to serve in the future. The president-elect says he looks forward to Richardson's future service to the country and in the Obama administration. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Thousands of Israeli troops surround Gaza City, the largest urban center in Gaza. They're battling Hamas gunmen in the first full day of ground fighting. The BBC's Tim Franks is at the Israeli border with Gaza.
This is as close as the Israeli army will allow journalists to Gaza, about 2 kilometers from the border. But it's still close enough to see the flashes of explosions bursting through the night sky, to hear the thump of artillery such as that and the clatter of distant gunfire and helicopters. The army has spent the day driving deeper into Gaza. There are now 3 major areas of conflict cutting swathes across the territory. Hamas is saying that close to the Jabalia refugee camp, its fighters are engaged in a face-to-face battle with Israeli soldiers.
The BBC's Tim Franks in southern Israel. The U.S. has blocked the United Nations Security Council from issuing a statement calling for an immediate ceasefire. Vice President Dick Cheney says Hamas ignored the last one.
You can't simply go back to the status quo ante, what it was a few weeks ago, where you had a ceasefire recognized by one side but not adhered to by the other. It's got to be a sustainable, durable proposition, and Hamas has to stop rocketing Israel.
Cheney spoke to CBS's Face the Nation earlier today. The Israeli attack has drawn sharp international criticism as the number of civilian deaths grows. Tens of thousands of people have attended demonstrations in Europe and the Middle East. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the choice to replace Barack Obama in the Senate won't be seated. Reid says the choice of Roland Burris to become Illinois' next senator is tainted. That's because Burris was chosen by Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. He's accused of trying to sell Barack Obama's open Senate seat. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. President-elect Barack Obama and his family complete their move to Washington, D.C. today. Mr. Obama's 2 daughters begin school tomorrow. They will currently stay at a local hotel. They'll move into Blair House, the traditional home of a president-elect, on January 15th. They make their final move into the White House on Tuesday, January 20th, after Mr. Obama is sworn into office. Florida lawmakers gather in special session tomorrow. They'll consider budget cuts. Tax revenue was down because of the slumping housing market. From member station WMFE in Orlando, Pat Duggins reports.
Members of the Florida House and Senate have to make up for a $2.3 billion tax shortfall. Republican Governor Charlie Crist is recommending $500 million in budget cuts and over $300 million in borrowing. Sagging tax revenues have been an ongoing problem for the Sunshine State, which has cut spending 3 times over the past year. Cuts at the state level are passed along to local municipalities, which depend on state taxes for part of their budgets. State officials are warning counties to expect their gas tax revenue to drop by 5% in 2009 and tourist taxes to drop by 10%. Monday's special session deals with plugging holes in the current spending plan. The legislature meets in March to deal with the next fiscal budget. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
Russia's state-controlled gas company says it will increase the price of natural gas it sells to Ukraine. Both countries are arguing over natural gas. Russia says Ukraine is stealing it, and Ukraine says Russia won't negotiate honestly. Any price increase, Ukraine says, should come with a hike in the money it gets for letting Russia use the pipelines to begin with. Relations are strained between both countries over last summer's Russian invasion of Georgia. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.